Welcome back to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is day three of our Newsworthy Clips article, and my name is Brandon, and I have Lois and Catherine here on the program. Welcome, panelists.
Hi, thank you, Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. Great to be here today once again.
Are you all ready to get in a submarine and go down below the ocean?
Would this be a yellow submarine?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Well, we are talking about a submarine ride, or submarine rides that you can take, and we are in the state of Florida. We see here the title of this article, Three South Floridians. If you are from the state of Florida, you are called a Floridian, and so that's where that word comes from. And these three South Floridians actually have a submarine, which is pretty impressive.
It is. Submarines are a lot of fun.
Have you ever been in a submarine, Lois?
Yes, I have. It's probably two decades ago at least, but it was actually in the West Edmonton Mall in Edmonton, Alberta, and they had a ride there, kind of a ride, an attraction, and you actually were under the water in a mini yellow submarine. Seats and the whole bit.
It was a ride?
It was a ride, but it was a true submarine. Mm-hmm. And you could go on and you paid a certain amount of money, and the submarine was actually made in Canada.
So did it really go under the water?
Mm-hmm, it really went under the water.
In a mall?
In a mall.
I'm confused.
Yes, in a mall. This was until Dubai built theirs. It was the largest mall in the whole world, even bigger than Mall of America. And, yes, it was that big of mall that they could have a submarine.
That's crazy.
Cool.
Well, you were just under. I mean, the submarine was totally submerged. But it's crazy, as Brandon said. It's just, I think in the last 2 or 3 years they have shut it down, but I don't know if that's a permanent decision.
So what did you see when you went under the water?
Well, they just had things that were what you would see in the sea. Some of them were artificial, some of them were real, and it was very impressive because you actually sat down, you had seats, and you had your little porthole window, mm-hmm. and... It was, I think partly why they had it is because many of the small, almost like miniature submarines in the world are made in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it was probably featuring a company as well.
Sure. Catherine, have you ever been in a submarine?
No, I haven't. Actually, going down in a submarine is one of those things that really actually scares me. I don't know if I would do it if I were ever given the chance.
Well, I don't really like to go underwater, period. So.
Not even swimming?
Not really.
Really?
For a short period of time, it's okay. Now, I have done something like this somewhere, like gone in a little, it might have been a submarine or something that went underwater. And you had windows, you could see out and everything. But it wasn't for a very long period of time. The thought of going for hours... kind of creeps me out.
Okay, yeah, this would have been for about 20 minutes, and you definitely knew you were in a submarine, and you definitely knew there was water below you, water around you, and water above you.
No, thank you.
I know, this is the reason I don't really like the idea of going scuba diving.
Oh, no.
I know it would be beautiful to see all of the fish and everything, mm-hmm. but I don't like the idea of relying on something else for the oxygen and so forth. I don't like that.
So you wouldn't have wanted to be with John, Paul, George, and Ringo and living on a yellow submarine then?
No.
Okay.
But many people would like to do this, and they're willing to pay for it, as we'll talk about later. The price of taking such a ride, it's quite expensive. But if you're rich and you want to go underwater, you have an opportunity to do so. Well, let's go ahead and have our first reading. If you have your magazines there with you, please go ahead and open them up to page 32, and we'll have our first reading for today.
Three South Floridians have submarine, will travel. Hunt for sunken treasure? Sample deep sea creatures for scientific study? Produce an eye-catching TV commercial? The three-man deep sea adventures team would love to help you out. Stored in the company's West Palm Beach warehouse is its three-person submarine, lovingly restored and certified to dive as deep as 1,000 feet for a wide range of commercial uses. Robert Wickland, a West Palm Beach commercial diver and boat builder, and partners William Nunzig, a boat captain and marine engineer, and Patrick Leahy, president of Triton Submarines, have sunk hundreds of thousands of dollars plus equal amounts of sweat equity into the sub.
Ooh, I love the way this article starts out talking about treasure. You think as a kid you like to go treasure hunting and you think, wow, maybe there's some treasure at the bottom of the ocean floor. And they even use this word sunken here, right? Because it's not floating on the top of the water, is
it? Exactly. It's down in the deep. It's sunken treasure lying at the bottom of the sea or below a surrounding surface. So it almost seems like we're going to be a bunch of pirates.
Yeah, that's sparking my interest for this article, Catherine. Hunting for treasure. Well, what about sampling deep sea creatures? Okay, of course, deep sea meaning under the sea. And there's some creatures down there. There's that word creature. And yesterday we saw the word critter.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the same idea, critter, creature. Creatures are here under the sea, and you can do some research. We're talking about scientific study.
Right, and there's been a lot lately in the news about these deep sea creatures that we never even saw 5 or 10 years ago, and how incredibly scary looking they are.
Yeah, actually, that would be one reason. The one reason I would want to go down in a submarine is those things are scary looking. I mean, they are terrifying, these deep sea fish or creatures. They're scary.
Wait,
I want to see them.
You're scared to go under the water, but you have to see the scary creatures.
To see prehistoric scary creatures because they look prehistoric.
They're fascinating. Like, it's fascinating. It would be so cool to see it.
Okay, well, there you go. There is one reason for Catherine that she would go if she could see these prehistoric creatures.
Exactly, and I think our readers, if you really truly are interested in this, you really got to go on Google and look up some of these creatures, because I'm not kidding you, in the last 5 to 10 years, there is creatures of the deep that none of us have ever seen before.
But don't do it before you go to sleep, because it might give you nightmares.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Sorry, Brandon.
Well, you could also just want, maybe you just want to produce a TV commercial. That's another reason you could go inside the submarine. An eye-catching TV commercial. You want it to be attractive, you know, catch people's attention with a commercial. And I guess that would catch their attention, especially maybe if you include some of those prehistoric creatures.
Yes.
In your commercial.
Yes. You might frighten your potential customers.
Well, what's the name of this company? The name of the company is Deep Sea Adventures, and it's a three-man team that we're talking about here, and they would love to help you out if you want to do any of these things that we've mentioned. And actually, if you go onto their website, they do all sorts of things, and they even help refit, repair, and sell submarines for different reasons, for any application it says, and to refit something, that means to just make repairs and improve something to change its purpose possibly. And so they're just redoing submarines, and they can help you out with that as well. They do all sorts of things. You can go onto their website and check that out. But here we're primarily talking about the idea of renting the submarine for a day, for example, and maybe just for fun, or maybe for your company, you want to shoot a commercial or something. There are different reasons and different ways that you can use this submarine. Now, it says here that they store this where, Catherine?
In the company's West Palm Beach warehouse.
Okay. Well, that seems like a likely place to store a submarine.
Very logical, right?
Yes, in a warehouse. And it's a three-person submarine, so it's not that large.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. For me, it didn't seem logical. I kept thinking this was going to be in a marina.
Mm-hmm.
Or basically, you know, in a slip somewhere at a marina. So when I found out it was in a warehouse, I was like, oh, okay. Well, I wonder how much it actually gets used then.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Well, it says that it's been lovingly restored and certified. So if it's certified, that means it's been approved by, you know, some organization saying you can use this submarine to go underwater and so
forth. Maybe something like marine and biology or something like that is certified.
And if it's been restored, what does that mean?
Well, that means if you restore something, you're taking something that's old and you're making it look new and nice again. And I like that they described it as they did it lovingly. So they obviously really care about this project and they cared about making it look nice and making it safe again.
And they can take you on dives as deep as 1,000 feet. So the submarine can go 1,000 feet under the water, and for a wide range of commercial uses. Now, when we see that word commercial, what does that make you think about?
Well, commercial uses, like they say here, is I think of more for business.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you might have commercial fishing and you have recreational fishing. Recreational fishing is, in this part of the world, would be like maybe you're going deep sea fishing, but that just means you're going out on a boat and you have some really high, almost like high-tech fishing rods. And it's, you know, men and women going out and having some fun and recreation and you're going fishing. But if you have commercial fishing, that means you're actually taking out fishing boats and you're looking for a place that is going to supply the fish you need to bring in for the day to sell on a market.
It's your job, right?
It's your job.
Business. That's a good point. And we also saw this word commercial in the first paragraph, but this is a different meaning. Of course, a TV commercial is talking about an advertisement, and here commercial use is talking about for business versus a personal use or something. And in our next paragraph, we meet some of the people who are a part of this company, Catherine.
That's right. There are three men, and the first one's name is Robert Wickland, and he is a West Palm Beach commercial diver and boat builder. That's the first one.
Okay, and then we also meet William Nunzig, and he is a boat captain and marine engineer. And then the third person is Patrick Leahy, and he is president of Triton Submarines. And so they've put a lot of money, it looks like, into this, Lois.
Yes, they have. It tells us that they've put hundreds of thousands of dollars in, but it also tells us plus equal amounts of sweat equity into the submarine. Now, when I think of sweat equity, I've always thought of property, because my husband and I have had properties we've owned and we've put sweat equity in. So that means we've done a lot of work, maybe restoration or renovation, in order to get it nice and ready for the market and sell it and hopefully make a profit. Here we have sweat equity. It says the hard work that someone does to build or improve a business, project or product that helps to increase the value. So they're really invested in this, because when you invest in sweat equity as well, you're kind of invested emotionally as well.
That's true. So basically what we see here is they put a lot of money into this and they put a lot of hard work into it. And when you've done that, then you want to see good results, right? You want to make sure that you get return profit because you've put a lot into it. And we can think of situations maybe where we've done that. I know my parents have like bought a property and they put so much into it, and it takes so much time and effort and money at times. And so you really want to be careful when you do that. It's a risk, isn't it, Lois?
It certainly is a risk, because you're hoping that it will pay off, and pay off usually means you do make a profit.
Now, of course, these guys, they are very experienced. Actually, on their website, they say they have over 60 years of combined experience among the three of them. When you combine all of their experiences, they have 60 years of combined experience. So they look like they seem to know what they are doing, and so that, I think, helps a lot, of course, because they're putting a lot of money into it, a lot of work into it, but they also have a lot of experience. It's like not like they're rookies or something. And so that is helping them to make a profit and to be successful. Well, we want to find out more specifics about this submarine. Let's do so in our next reading.
At 23 feet long, a little over 8 feet wide and more than 9.5 feet high, it can accommodate a pilot and 2 passengers. Powered by a bank of batteries, it can cruise silently for up to 12 hours on a single charge. With a large propeller instead of thrusters, Wicklund said it can travel as fast as 4 knots, even in a strong current, but optimum cruising speed is 0.5 to 1 knot. The emergency life support system lasts 7 days. Nunzig said the sub can be configured for a wide range of uses.
Lois, how long is this submarine?
This submarine, it gives us its measurements as 23 feet long. And it's only, though, 8 feet wide. And it's 9.5 feet high. So it is good to know that for most people in the world, you won't have to, like, bend over or squat down to get into this. Well, maybe to get in, but not to be part of the passenger group on the submarine.
But what if you're a bit claustrophobic? Claustrophobic means you cannot stand to be in tight spaces. For example, maybe if you're playing a game where you're playing hide-and-go-seek or something, and you're hiding in a small closet or something, and it's dark, and you're like, oh, I can't stand being in this small space. Well, this is kind of a small space to be in for a long time, right?
Yeah. When I was in a submarine, I will tell you, if I was a very big person or maybe quite overweight person, I do not think I would want to be inside a small submarine. And the submarine I was in was and enjoying was actually exactly the same size as the one pictured above.
Okay, well, it can accommodate or provide space for a pilot and 2 passengers. So you can't take your whole family, your dog and cat and all that kind of stuff. Just a couple of people and the pilot can go in the submarine at one time. But how does it work? We talk here about how it's powered, Catherine.
That's right, and I found this pretty interesting. It is powered by a bank of batteries, so that's like a big set of batteries, and it can cruise silently for up to 12 hours just on 1 charge.
Okay, so silently, I think of, you know, submarines are used and navies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important that it's silent because you want to sneak up on the enemy, right? Anyway, that's not what it's being used for here, but it does cruise silently for up to 12 hours on a single charge. That's quite a while.
That's right. Now, I would want them to start surfacing way before they hit 12 hours.
Maybe about 6 hours.
Yeah, I would be thinking, okay, you know, we're at 10 hours now. Let's get to the surface.
I'm sure they have that all figured out with their combined 60 years experience. I'm sure they've got that covered. But I see your point, Lois. Well, with a large propeller instead of thrusters, so let's take a look there at those words. First, propeller.
Well, a propeller is a device, and it has 2 or more blades that spin around, and they produce force so that a ship or aircraft can move.
Okay, and then we also have the word thruster here, something that can provide a sudden and strong push, and it can also be defined as a secondary jet or propeller on a ship. So we're seeing here that it actually has a large propeller, and because of this, Wicklund said it can travel as fast as 4 knots, even in a strong current. Now, when I think of a knot, I think of tying my shoes and tying it to a knot, but I don't think that's what it's talking about, Lewis.
I always think of knots as airplane talk, because my husband talks about this. But here we have a knot. We're obviously in the sea and under the sea here, and it says a measure of speed for ships, aircraft, or movements of water and air equal to approximately 6,076 feet, And also a real accurate measurement is 1.852 kilometers an hour.
Okay.
So it's, and for some of our people that like miles, it's 1.151 miles per hour.
Okay. Well, there you go. So you get an idea of what the word knot means. It is a measurement that is used for ships,
right,
and other aircraft and so forth.
Yeah, if you are with a skipper on a ship or an airline pilot, they will use that word, and you kind of have to get a grip of what the measurement really is.
Okay. What is the optimum or best cruising speed, Catherine?
It is 1/2 to 1 knot.
Okay. So that's very specific. You can see how fast this thing can go. Well, the emergency life support system lasts 7 days. Thank God there's an emergency life support system, especially just for peace of mind, right? Well, it's important to be safe. And so it's good to know that you can hopefully last 7 days if something goes wrong, and hopefully you will be rescued during that time. Well, Nunzig said the sub can be configured for a wide range of uses.
Right. The word configured in our vocabulary focus says to arrange something so that it can be used in a particular way. So oftentimes you'll hear the word, for instance, if you're going to fly an airplane, sometimes you want to know the configuration of the aircraft. So that means you really kind of want to know, is there a center aisle, or is there two aisles, or am I going to have one person beside me, or three or four people beside me? So.
Okay. Well, so they can use the sub for different reasons and for different uses. But what are some of the ways that they've used it? Let's find out in our last reading for today.
Recent missions included exploring a shipwreck 250 feet deep off the coast of Virginia, shooting a television documentary off Palm Beach, and escorting a wealthy family on rides beneath the ocean in Antarctica. The partners would like to keep the sub in operation because they really enjoy working on it and traveling in it. "I'm fascinated by going on different adventures," Nunzig said. "And when you show up with a submarine, people get so excited." Said Wickland, "I like fixing them and working on them. You get to see things that nobody else would ever see."
Well, one of the recent missions included exploring a shipwreck. This excites me. I might get in that submarine if I knew that I was going to check out a shipwreck.
Why?
Because there's a ship at the bottom of the ocean floor, and especially if it had been there for a long time,
yep,
it'd be interesting to see. Because I love to see old buildings, for example, and I would love to see a ship at the bottom of the sea. You don't get to see that every day.
So this is very historical for you.
Yes, that's right, Lois. And so we see here that they went 250 feet deep, and this was off the coast of Virginia. And they did something else as well. What did they do?
Well, they shot a television documentary off of Palm Beach.
And that is in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, they escorted a wealthy family, Lois.
Yes, they did. A wealthy family on rides beneath the ocean in Antarctica. And our sidebar tells us how much that is to rent. So I think you would have to be a wealthy family or a very wealthy individual.
$7,500 per day.
And that's not 24 hours either. I imagine that's just maybe 12 hours.
Oh, wow. And so this includes three crew members, it says there in the sidebar, and support equipment. Now, if you want a long-term lease, rates are lower. But anyway, it's very expensive. And so this family, they had the money, so they were able to take a ride in the submarine. There you go. Well, the partners would like to keep the sub in operation. Why? Because they enjoy it, right?
That's right. It says that they really enjoy working on it and traveling in it. And we mentioned this earlier. They've obviously already put so much work into the submarine that it would make sense to keep it working and keep it going.
It's always nice to have a job that you enjoy. And so they enjoy what they do, and that keeps them, I'm sure, going every day.
Right. And, you know, in their case, these three men, it's a very specialized job. There's not many people that would have this as their job description on their resume. And because there are a number of wealthy people in the world, in fact, they say billionaires have more than doubled in the last half decade, there might be a real market for this. I'm thinking especially maybe in places like the Middle East, so maybe in the Persian Gulf, that sort of thing.
Sure. That's right.
I'm sure they can relocate this to any destination. It's just a matter of throwing money.
And there's a lot of variety involved, right? We hear from Nunzig, and he talks about his fascination with this job.
Yeah, he says he's fascinated by going on different adventures. So obviously they do get to do a lot of different things. Like we just saw, they're exploring shipwrecks, they're helping shoot television documentaries, and they're taking people on trips.
I like this next line. It says, when you show up with a submarine, people get excited, right? Because you don't see that all the time.
Exactly. Just think how it is when you go to sometimes a marina and you're walking around and one large yacht comes in. And, you know, you just get to talk to the people who are actually employed because of the yacht, but it's very exciting.
Yeah, and Wicklund even likes working on them. He says he likes fixing them and working on them, and he says you get to see things that nobody else would ever see. And so they get to go on these adventures, and if something goes wrong with it, Wicklund doesn't mind fixing it. So it sounds like they really enjoy what they are doing. Well, we have come to the end of our Newsworthy Clips article, and we hope that you've enjoyed the three topics that we've discussed over the course of the past 3 days, and we hope you will join us again next time here on Advanced Studio Classroom. Until then, this is Brandon.
Catherine.
And Lois.
Saying goodbye.
Goodbye.